Chris Smith is Vice President for Technology at AT&T and former Chief Information Officer at the Agriculture Department. Chris, you're examining all of these cybersecurity bills that Congress passed in this flurry at the end of the session. As you look through these and you see what is included in them, which of them do you think will have the most impact on your peers that are still in government? Thanks for joining me today, Chris.
Great to be with you, Francis. You know, I think if you look at the entirety of the four pieces of legislation that came across, really combined, they give us the greatest step forward. Taken as a whole, it clarifies authorities. I think it puts the best brains into the battle, arms them with the right solutions, and really provides a better unified defense for the government. If I had to pick one or two, though, that were top in that, I would say it's, you know, the FISMA modernization legislation really does bring that clarity of roles to OMB and DHS, and probably most importantly, provides a very clear operational role to help agencies develop that unified front that I just mentioned. And then I would say second is Cybersecurity Enhancement Act of 2014. Really puts NIST in the driver's seat to pull together the best of industry and government to develop new products for us to field in this ever-changing landscape that we face day in and day out in the cybersecurity front.
So my sense as I read through these bills, Chris, is there's a lot here, a lot of codification going on. I didn't take away a whole lot of new powers or new concepts or new ideas. I saw a lot of things that essentially gave agencies permission to continue doing some things that they'd already started. Is that a fair take on my part, or might there be some things that got by me?
I've got a little more positive view on it, perhaps. I long go through my lot in with the optimist, because I think no matter where we end up in the journey, we have a better time getting there, being optimistic on it. And while we may view this as incremental, I think it really does step the bar up or raise the bar for agencies to be able to better leverage DHS's capabilities from an operational standpoint around continuous monitoring or continuous diagnostics and mitigation. To get the right set of tools and visibility to, as I said, improve our defense posture, but also to react, because we all know that these actors are within the wires, so they're in our perimeter. So it's not just having visibility and being able to stop these, but it's also being able to clean up and stop them more quickly.
Do you expect the incident reporting element of the FISMA Modernization Act to make a big difference as far as the kind of information that, say, you as a CIO at Agriculture would have regarding what's going on with your peers across government? Or is that information exchange already happening without the need for legislation?
Now, I think that's actually an area where we have a lot of room to improve. Information sharing, I think, is not as strong a point in any of these pieces of legislation, and that's probably, in my mind, what's lacking. But what it does provide for, again, in an incremental fashion, is hopefully that reporting will be shared and we'll learn things from it more quickly and turn those back around into actionable events to better secure each agency's operations.
A theme that I have detected by talking to both folks like you who have served as CIOs in the past and who are doing so today in government is this transition to understanding the need to secure hardware into now the emphasis being more on the need to secure data, and it's allowing a lot more freedom for BYOD and mobility practices in general. I did see some get a sense from this legislation that that's kind of in the backs of the minds of folks who were writing some of these bills. Did you see that too?
Yes, Francis, I agree 100%. It's really this move to a data-centric posture. We've seen, I think, in the joint information environment proposed and underway by the Department of Defense, really moving from a net-centric, which still needs to be layered and done very, very well. But it's the data that rides across that network and wherever it resides, whether it's on a mobile device in a data center within the government's four walls or a cloud provider, we need to protect those pieces of information information that need the highest protections the most, and that's obviously the most cost-efficient way of doing business and the best way to protect that information as well.
Oh, I saw a note of moderation here too, Chris, and the Office of Management and Budget had put a one-hour rule in place to report cyber incidents to U.S. CERT. I'm having a hard time thinking of somebody in your shoes who has an incident that they need to get under control and being able to take a break within 60 minutes and sit down and report that to somebody. The legislation that passed the new FISMA law allows, it gives you 7 days to get that information in. Is that the right balance, do you think, between understanding the importance of getting that information to OMB, but at the same time allowing you the latitude that you need to actually respond to whatever is happening?
I think it is the right balance, and obviously if there's a very critical attack going on within any agency's mission area, I think you're going to raise that as quickly as possible to those individuals that need to be involved. And again, I would say that the FISMA Modernization Act allows for agencies to better work with DHS on an ongoing basis. But to your point, you don't want to be, when you're trying to figure out what's going on and what steps do I need to take to mitigate this, worried about putting a report together, right? So it is a balancing act, I think, informing the right parties that need to be informed. As we all know, bad news does not get better with time.
Chris Smith of AT&T is the former CIO at the Agriculture Department and looking at the pieces of cyber legislation that Congress passed at the end of the session. As you look at these and we think about what the state of cybersecurity and information security will be in the next, say, 6 months to 12 months, maybe even 2 years, what are the pieces here that you think we'll be able to look back in over those periods of time, Chris, and say, well, things are better now because I have this authority or I have this tool or I have this permission or whatever because of this legislation? Or is it, are these concepts going to take more time to play out, do you think, to see the impact that they'll have on operations?
Well, everybody is running very hard and very fast to try to mitigate the constantly changing threats that we're facing. Obviously, in the press today alone, we're seeing multiple attacks on agencies. This is on top of the retail sector, media. So the threat is not going to go away. I think it's the combined parts of these legislations, so enhanced recruitment, sustainment, and ability to separate individuals who aren't performing, you know, within DHS for hiring the best trained cyber specialists, the best brains we can get in there, and the best fingertips on the control boards. I'd like to see that expanded out to all agencies so that they can carry that out.
Just a minute or two left, Chris, and one of the things that none of these pieces of legislation really addressed is the workforce. And I wonder, now that you're on the outside of the government looking in and can look more broadly across the government rather than just one agency and then the discussions you have with colleagues, are you seeing the right things in place, the right programs and training efforts in place to continue to enhance and build a healthy cybersecurity workforce for the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, I think the legislation to give DHS similar hiring and recruitment authorities, more flexible hiring tools, competitive compensation, the ability to separate people who aren't performing more easily, is exactly what we've seen success with in DOD. So I think they're modeling it upon that. And I honestly believe that needs to be given to each agency because we've got to be able to attract the best talent. And as you know, there's a competition between industry and government to find that best talent. We've got to have the right mix across the board. So I think that's something that wasn't covered here. That's obviously DHS has been strengthened with their Cybersecurity Workforce Recruitment and Retention Act. But I think we could use to have that authority across all agencies that have security in their mission to secure their operations.